just when you probably most least expected it. The New Music Report on 2SER returns with more new music and a new music director, same as the old music director, Lachlan Holland. How are you going, mate?
I'm well, thanks, Danny.
Sound like you're feeling the vibe, I must say, after a successful radiothon.
A little bit hoarse from the few weeks of radiothon. I'm still recovering, but what a couple of weeks. And just, had a break from this segment, but just thank you so much to you, if you supported 2SER, and even if you didn't, other people have supported the station and we're on air for another year, baby. So
yeah, that's it. Lachlan Holland, he feels a little hoarse. Yeah. That's why I got kicked out of the petting zoo.
Hey, bro.
But it was a good radiothon. I felt the vibe.
Yeah, thanks. Danny, it really was. So
what was the number again? 9514-9500?
I wake up screaming that in my sleep.
Yes. I know. I got the room next year. It was a fantastic radiothon, but I'm glad that we're back to normal proceedings because I've missed doing the new music report with you.
As have I, Danny. And, you know, like through radiothon, there was a lot of new music release. We didn't dive too much into it through those couple of weeks because it's radiothon and we needed people to, you know,
for
obvious reasons.
But you've come strapped today.
Yeah, well, we've got three here, and I just wanted to start here with a new release, a debut release, actually, from Putrika, who is a producer and DJ based between Sydney and Wollongong, doing her work.
Helensburg or something?
I think more into the deep south, into the interior of the Illawarra. Putrika is born in Jakarta and has been based in Sydney for a number of years now. Playing more in the electronic music scene as a DJ and dabbling in production, but has increasingly started to release music. It's a combination of neo-soul, electronica, and also elements of Indonesian music as well. There's a lot going on, very lush productions, and her own vocals as well. Ooh. So it's performed a combination of English and Indonesian language, and she's just self-released that this week.
Let's hit play on it now. What song from Putrika's release we're going to listen to? Firstly, what's the name of the release?
Great question, Daddy. It's called Wanita.
And what's the name of the song we're going to listen to?
Let's go with Tea and Honey.
Too much information. It's 2SER All Breakfast right. New Music Report. Take it away, Putrika.
Searching for the right side for a long, long time. Didn't know run, just walked along through highs and lows. Then I follow the glass.
Like the end, honey, so
like the end, honey, so sweet. Moonshine.
Trigger there with Tea and Honey from the independent self-release, Juanita. Oh, what a way to start the new music report,
Danny.
Back
and,
again after the Radiothon.
And keep your ears tuned next week. I believe Putrika will be popping on this very station
Really?
Next week for a chat with Drive.
Okay. All right. Well, you can always talk to me if you want. Maybe we can get other cool artists on here.
Maybe we can. Maybe we should.
Maybe we get artists like...
The Numb Soul Queen.
Yeah, back again.
Back once again. So Bumpy, who's a friend of this podcast, has been...
I didn't know her.
If you're not familiar, Bumpy is a Melbourne-based soul vocalist, been a regular fixture around the soul scene in Australia for a long time, both solo and also fronting Squid Nebula.
Squid Nebula, who we love here.
Who put out a very fine record a couple of years ago and really just following the path of music, walking... through the soul scene, particularly the very vibrant soul scene of Melbourne. But this is her debut album.
Yay!
Debut solo. And it's called Kanana, which in Noongar language means setting of the sun. And the sun and time present themselves as like a regular theme spread throughout the record. It's quite a reflective slice of neo-soul, jazz, R&B. It sounds fantastic. And I guess from doing backing vocals for so many people around the traps in Melbourne, she was able to call in some favours. So
really? Who's she got on this one?
Well, she's assembled what's known as the Bumpy Choir, and that features everyone from Emma Donovan, Emma Villard, and Tita from Don't Thank Me, Spank Me. Her own sisters. She sang on a few of her sisters' songs that have not been released, and then they were drafted into the Bumpy Choir as well. But it's a fantastic record. Is out today, this morning.
Awesome stuff. Kanana by Bumpy. What are we going to listen to from it, mate?
Let's go with Nan's the Word. It's got a nice backbeat on this. So we'll get us revved up, Danny.
We like that on 2ACR Breakfast. Take it away, Bumpy.
In a glance, you'll understand. No preacher or thief can do what you can. Found a way You're coloring my days. Now here I stand, and it's because of you I know that I can live with love. Bring me to safety.
That's Bumpy there with Nan's the Word from the new release Kanana. I am excited. That Bumpy choir, what an all-star lineup. It is New Music Report time here on 2SER Breakfast. And we've got time for one more song. Music director Lachlan Holland, what's it going to be?
Danny, I'm really excited about this one. I'm excited about all the releases that we've talked about so far. But Molly Nielsen, also friend of the show.
Friend of the show, friend of the station. And another person making a strong return.
Yes.
I sense a theme.
Molly Nielsen has just released what I believe is her 12th solo album. It's called Amateurs.
Well, I stopped counting after 8, so I'll take your word for it.
Have you? 8? Yeah. Well,
because I can't count anymore. Yeah. Well, I only needed to know how to count to 8 to be a DJ.
I know that Extreme was her 10th. Yeah. With the X as the Roman numeral as being a prominent feature on Extreme, and that was 2 records ago. And then the previous one was Un-American Activities.
God, you're clever.
Yeah, thanks, mate. But anyway, Molly Nielsen, Swedish-born, Berlin-based, fierce independent DIY pop artist, experiments with electronic music, an 80s, very nostalgic 80s aesthetic at times. Mm. She dabbles in all kinds of feelings and emotions and really, yeah.
No wonder her music speaks to you, mate.
Yeah, that's
it's a bit like yourself.
It makes me a well-rounded.
It's like looking into a mirror whenever you listen to Molly.
Molly Nielsen, essential to well-rounded whatever it is, but
whatever it
I'm
is
telling you what, mate. Radiothon did a number on me, mate. But Amateurs by Molly Nielsen is making it much better. So that's out just this week on her own Dark Skies Association label.
Cool.
Molly played earlier this year, I think, dropping by Marrickville Bowling Club.
Yeah.
For a show there.
Yeah, had a couple of scooters and got a couple of ends in, and then played a show. It's good stuff, Molly.
Excellent.
And from the album Amateurs by Molly Nielsen, what should we listen to?
That's Classified.
Look, if you want to come back next week and talk cricket, you give me the name of the song. Oh, the name of the song is Classified.
Yeah, right. Okay. Sorry.
Yeah. New Music Report 2SER. Thanks so much, Lachlan. Catch you next week, mate.
Thanks, mate. See you next week.